Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia. Well, looking at the kind of sell-off that one saw on Wall Street on Friday and what the GIF Nifty was suggesting yesterday morning, if you are a bull, you would take yesterday's closing on the Nifty with both hands and gleefully as well. The bulls would have definitely had a good night's sleep because the Nifty not only recovered from the lows of the day by over 200 points, but also closed at the highest point of the day. And while it did not manage to test 25,000 on the upside, that does not seem too distant considering the handover we have received from Wall Street. After the worst start to the month of September on record, with data dating back to as early as 1953, the benchmark indices on Wall Street saw a rebound on Monday, with the indices gaining over 1% each. All eyes are now on the consumer price and the producer price inflation data in the US, which will be reported on Wednesday evening and Thursday evening, respectively, Indian Standard Time. Now, looking at Wall Street, Asia has also opened largely higher, and the GIF Nifty is indicating a gap up, if you can say that. A 50-point uptick is what the implied open is suggesting for our own markets as well. Now, if the Nifty moved higher yesterday, it has the Nifty Bank and FMCG stocks to thank, as they were the top performers in yesterday's session. Heavyweights like HUL, ITC, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, all of them put their hand up to ensure that the Nifty ends in the green, that too with healthy gains on a day that was a rather painful one for the broader markets. Yes, the broader markets do remain an area of concern, and even if the mid and the small cap indices recovered from the lows of the day, they did close in the red. PSUs in particular continue to see selling pressure, with the PSE index having lost nearly 10% from its peak that it had hit on the 1st of August this year. Which brings me to the two most important questions for the day. One, if the Nifty does see a rebound, as it is projected to be, do the traders use this bounce as a way to exit their longs following the sell on rallies template? And two, will this broader market underperformance continue regardless of how the benchmark indices are faring? Now, today is also the Financial Services Index weekly expiry, and that will also keep the Nifty Bank in focus. Now, the problem with indices like the Nifty Bank has been that they have not managed to see healthy follow-up buying after a relatively good day, which yesterday was. Now, it'll be interesting to see if there is some follow-up buying in today's session. Now, in some key stocks, we'll start off with those that have a direct connect with the GST Council. First up, insurance names. No direct decision made yet. The council has now set up a group of ministers to further discuss potential rate reductions. Bikaji Foods, Gopal Snacks, Pratap Snacks and others will also be in focus because the GST Council has decided to cut the rates on Namkeen to 12% from 18% earlier. And pharma stocks, because the GST on cancer drugs has been cut to 5% from 12% earlier. Besides these GST stocks, Ahluwalia Contracts for winning two orders worth 1300 crore, GMR Infra who will buy an additional 10% in Delhi Airport for $126 million, Dixon Technologies because its subsidiary Paget signed an MOU with HP India Sales to manufacture notebooks, desktops and all-in-one PCs. A couple of QIPs, Sona BLW closed its 2400 crore institutional share sale, but the interesting bit here is that SBI Mutual Fund has received 25% of the shares on offer. Mrs. Bector's Foods also closed its 400 crore QIP, with shares being issued to the government of Singapore, Manulife, DSP, among other such funds. Also watch out for Oracle Financial because the parent company Oracle Corporation reported a very strong quarter and the stock jumped 9% in extended trading on Wall Street. Oracle Financial in India shares have already risen 150% so far in 2024. Lastly, also keep an eye out on Adani Enterprises, where Bloomberg is reporting that a Kenyan court has suspended a government plan to allow Adani Airports to operate its main airport for 30 years until it rules on the matter. CNBC TV 18 has not independently verified this story. Now, on the primary market side, Bajaj Housing Finance's IPO was subscribed 2.2 times on the first day, and PN Gadgil Jewelers' 1100 crore rupee IPO also opens for subscription today. So now there are four IPOs that are currently open for subscription. That's all for today. We wish you a safe trading day. And of course, for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.